This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are going to flip the sports world on its head tonight. We're going to flip the script and actually look at sports from not the perspective of an athlete or the perspective of the focus being on the games and the events and the outcomes and the drama that takes place on the court or the field or the ice, but from the perspective of the fans who are in the stands. And I know this is a hot button issue full of your hot takes. I'm going to give you opinions. You can reply with your hot takes if you like. But in light of what happened in Utah, in Salt Lake City, with Russell Westbrook threatening a man and his wife in the stands who were heckling him, and we'll let you hear the video. It was posted to social media by a reporter who was there at the arena in Salt Lake. Thought it would be fascinating to, as I say, move the lens from the eyes of the athletes, the eyes of the coaches, what they're trying to accomplish, and put it in your hands. As I'm genuinely interested in what you think your rights are as fans. I know you pay a lot of money to go to sporting events. It's not just the tickets. It's the parking. It's the food. If you drink alcohol, it's everything that you shell out money for, the memorabilia you buy, the way you support your favorite teams. Does that give you a right as fans to heckle? And if you believe it does, what does it give you the right to say? If you bought your way into an event, if you spent your hard-earned money to buy a seat for yourself, for family members, maybe you went with some friends, you expect determination, you expect perseverance, you expect commitment to winning, you expect all-out effort, you expect a good show. If you don't get it, do you have the right to treat these athletes with venom, with vitriol, to shower them with insults? And then what happens if you get threatened by one of those athletes? Do you get protected? At what point do your rights end and the rights of the athlete begin? Because sometimes that's a gray area. In fact, I would say many times that's a gray area. So we'll set the stage for you with Russell Westbrook in Utah, where he has had issues before. The fans are not super kind and considerate to Westbrook there. I don't know if you remember, was it the playoffs when he slapped a cell phone out of a fan's hand? And so he's not well-liked there in Salt Lake City by Utah Jazz fans. Maybe you think there should be no lines. I don't know if you've ever read the back of your ticket to an NFL game, to an NBA game, to an NHL game. There are, in fact, rules that you have to follow. But they're a little bit murky at times, especially if you're not using words, specific words that would be outlawed. Instead, it's the implication of what you're saying. Instead, it's the idea. It's the connotation, maybe, in a word or a phrase. Yes, going back to April, which would have been last spring, April of 2018, he was being heckled by a fan as he was leaving the court in Salt Lake, and he knocked the fan's cell phone out of, I think it was a woman, out of her hand. So not the first time that Russell Westbrook has had an issue in Salt Lake, and judging by his reaction and the way that the fans were able to get a reaction from him to get under his skin, it likely won't be the last. Let's be honest, fans take liberties. Not every fan, not all fans, not all the time. But we know fans very often, whether it's a combination of alcohol, whether it's anger, whether it's just adrenaline at being at a game and all the excitement, fans get carried away. Fans cross lines. But what I want to know is from you as sports fans, where are the lines? Where do you draw the lines for yourself and for those around you? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. Our second show of the work week. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I did tweet a few of the questions that come to mind to try to set up this topic. Where's the line for sports fans when it comes to heckling athletes? Now, I get it. In many ways, this is a line about morals and values. It's a line about what you think is too much or too far. So not everyone's line is going to be the same, which is why it's a fascinating topic. What I think is despicable to say to athletes and to competitors, you may think is perfectly acceptable. What I think is wrong and cause for ejection, removal of yourself from the arena or the field and revoking your tickets, revocation of your tickets, you may think is absolutely ridiculous. And that's okay. I certainly have a different perspective because not only do I work in the business, I see athletes as human beings. I talk to them. I try to get to know them when I can. I understand that this game that they play, entertainment for you and I, is also a business. It's their career, and I can identify with that. So my line's going to be completely different from yours. But where is the line, in your opinion, for sports fans when it comes to heckling athletes? What should fans be allowed to say and do in the name of competition? And when should teams and arenas eject fans and revoke their tickets? Maybe banning them. We've seen that happen. I think one pretty quick way to get yourself ejected is to throw something onto a field. It's become one of those automatic ejection type of situations. If the team or the arena, the field can figure out, the stadium can figure out who it was. And you know what? Other fans will tattle on you in a heartbeat. Oh yeah, they stand up and point. So you got to realize you're less likely to get away with this kind of stuff now because there are cell phone cameras, there are security cameras, there are TV cameras, and there are tattletales everywhere. So find me on Twitter, whether you respond to that tweet or not, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We'll put a spot up there. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Again, what you and I think is appropriate or inappropriate is going to be completely different. And that's okay. It's an interesting discussion, and I'm anxious to hear what you think. Here's why we're talking about it. Russell Westbrook was being heckled by a man in the stands, and probably more than one, but one particular man in the stands who set him off. He says the man was telling him to get down on his knees like he used to. And we'll let you hear from Russ here in a second. But that's the line, he says, completely set him off. That's where he felt like that fan was not only racist, but inappropriate and disrespectful. Now, you know Russell Westbrook will fight you. I mean, he's the fighting type. He lives on the edge. He plays on the edge. He's bold and he's brash, and he doesn't take crap from anyone. So you might want to beware anyway when you heckle one Russell Westbrook. But regardless of a player's temperament, whether or not you might get a response, though very often fans do pick on players that they believe will respond, players that they believe they can get a rise out of, they can get a reaction from. And it worked, this fan in Utah. So then Westbrook turns around. He's standing at the end of the bench. He's fired up. He's screaming into the stands in the direction of the man and his wife. And you will hear from the fan coming up. But first, as best you can, I want you to hear what Westbrook was screaming again at the end of the bench into the fans.
I'm going to tell you one thing. I'll f*** him up. He said, I promise you, I'm playing. I swear to God. I swear to God. I'll f*** you up. You and your wife. I'll f*** you up.
Now, it's difficult to hear. You can just hear him yelling. But I'll tell you essentially what was caught on camera. I promise you, you think I'm playing. I swear to God, I'll F you up. You and your wife, I'll F you up. Someone tried to get him to calm down. Someone who's off camera that you can't see. Chris, will you please post the link to this video so people can see it on our show Twitter? After Hours CBS, not that it's difficult to find, it's all over the place now. But Chris will put it on Twitter so that you can look at it yourself and kind of see what's happening there. So someone off camera tries to get Russ to pipe down, not disrespectfully, but Russ wasn't having it. And he says, no, bleep that. And then he goes back at the fan. I promise you, everything I love, N-word. He calls the fan the N-word, which Westbrook has been caught on camera using that word before to address people, whether it's Kevin Durant. Remember the year after Durant chose to Golden State? He and Russ were not talking, and there was one very obvious exchange in which he called KD the N-word. So he's used that before. He says, everything I love, N-word, I promise you. Now, Westbrook was not disciplined by game officials. He was not on the court at the time. He was in the corner by the bench. As for the fans in this particular area, there were five of them who received warning cards. I didn't even know these things existed. But they did. They do. It's a warning card that essentially, it's like a demerit instead of a detention. To me, this is a waste of paper and a waste of time. You are being issued a warning that the comments, gestures, and or behaviors that you have directed at players, coaches, game officials, and or spectators constitute excessive verbal abuse and are in violation of the NBA fan code of conduct. This is the first and only warning you will receive. And then it goes on. How many of these do you think ended up on the floor? Or how many of these do you think turned into a souvenir, like a badge of honor, like somebody caught a foul ball at a baseball game? Like, whoa, look what I got. Clearly, if a fan is, now we're getting two different sides of the story, and we'll let you hear both sides. But the fan who may or may not have I think, evoked a bit of racism in his comments. Again, if what Russell Westbrook is saying is accurate, that man doesn't give a crap if the NBA issues a warning card. What does a warning card do? Somebody tell me that. What does that do? besides make people laugh. So again, a waste of paper. Stop killing trees for your warning cards. All right, so coming up, you'll hear from Russell Westbrook, what set him off. And then you'll hear from the fan, who of course gives you a completely different version of the story. But I'm asking you, and you're already responding, I appreciate it. Where is the line? For you, for the people around you, when should teams, arenas, stadiums step in and say, you don't get to do that just because you bought a ticket. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Westbrook at midcourt, 8-shoot, he does, a 35-foot-3 straight away, and he buries! Cha-ching, a Thunder money ball from the U in Utah. Russell Westbrook, the force. Lawson sticks, he has 21, my goodness. Baseline as Westbrook slashes down the lane, barreling free for the right-hand swooping scoop that he scores. Five straight Westbrook points. Crowd not liking that, OKC back up a dozen, 96-84.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Russell Westbrook with 23 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists. You can hear the booing in Utah, though. He is not a crowd favorite in Salt Lake City. But the Thunder down the Utah Jazz 98-89. Though I promise you what happened between Russell Westbrook and a fan in the stands will get far more attention than the final result of the game. In case you're wondering about the Western Conference standings, though, the Thunder are now 4.5 games back of the Golden State Warriors. They're in fourth place. So the top four teams in the West are separated by not even 5 games. You stretch that out, and Portland is only 5 games out in the number 5 spot. Meanwhile, the Jazz have slipped back to the number 8 spot. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're asking you, when you buy a ticket to a sporting event, outdoors, indoors, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, football, whatever it is, where is the line for fans when it comes to heckling? What should they be allowed to say and do when they buy a ticket, when they're a paying customer? Does it give you the right to abuse athletes? Verbally, not physically. No one has the right to do that. What is grounds for the team to remove you, to revoke your tickets, for the stadium to say, get out? And obviously, we've got a variety of responses on Twitter. So I just want to give you an example of why it's not so simple to answer this question. Sean replies and says, it is simple. You're allowed to be critical and insulting as long as you're not obscene or vulgar. Well, you know what the obvious question is? How do you define obscene and vulgar? Sure, there are some words like the F-bomb, like the P word, like other words that are offensive to people. But what I think is offensive, you may use on a regular basis. Words that I might use on a regular basis, you might find to be reprehensible. That's not likely because I'm a bit of a prude when it comes to that. But still, how I define vulgar and obscene may not be how you define it. So it's not as simple as you think. It's, in fact, a sliding scale. And everyone has their own opinions. So a lot of you weighing in on Twitter, A-Law Radio, plus Facebook, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I want you to hear what Russell Westbrook had to say. Again, he threatened a fan and his wife, who were courtside, by essentially saying, I will F you up. And he said it a lot of times. And he said it even after someone tried to calm him down. But he says there is a reason that he completely lost his cool.
The realization of it is how it started was young man and his wife in the stands told me to get down on my knees like he used to. And for me, that's just completely disrespectful to me. I think it's racial. I think it's just inappropriate.
So he says the fan told him to get down on his knees like he used to. And Westbrook calls it racial and inappropriate. By the way, his teammate Raymond Felton confirms his version of the story. You may say, of course he does, but I'm just telling you and passing it along. Felton says the way that Russell Westbrook describes it is exactly how it happened with this fan. Now, Westbrook lives on the edge. He operates on the edge between aggressive and out of control. But he believes that he's most of the time, able to absorb what the fans say to him and then just leave it, just walk away. But in the case of this particular fan, he believes the fan crossed the line, and so he was well within his rights to respond.
Here in Utah, every time I come here, it's a lot of disrespectful things I said, and for me, I'm just not going to continue to take disrespect from my family. I just think that there's got to be something done. There's got to be some consequences for those type of people that come to the game just to say and do whatever they want to say.
He talks about the video, which, again, is all over social media, and Chris has retweeted it from our show account, After Hours CBS. Westbrook says that's just one video. Throughout the whole game since I've been here, especially here in Utah, a lot of disrespectful things have been said. For me, I'm just not going to continue to take disrespect for my family. And if you think Westbrook is backing down, well, you got another thing coming.
If I had to do it over again, I would say the same exact thing, because I truly will stand up for myself, for my family, for my kids, for my wife, for my mom, for my dad every single time. I expect anybody else to do the same.
So no regrets for one Russell Westbrook. What about the fan who has now been identified as Shane Kiesel? Initially, there was no name for the fan, but now his name is both online as well as on social media. The fan tells a completely different version of the story. Surprise, surprise.
Got to be a professional. I mean, she was sitting down the entire time. Me and him were just, it was actually, we were kind of having fun, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. You thought you were having fun?
Yeah, he was smiling at one point, and there was a lot of people, because it was when, you know, Joe would come by and poked Paul George in the eye, and then Joe goes over and apologizes immediately. Russ is just F-bombing and carrying on, acting a fool down here, and everybody's getting on him. And he had, I guess, heat. I thought it was ice. I just told him, I'm like, just sit down and ice your knees, bro. And he turned to me and he's like, that's heat. That's heat. And I'm like, well, you're going to need it. And then it turned into not safe for work.
So that's what provoked his response. There was no swear words. There was
I never said a swear word to him. And everybody in the vicinity will say it. And she never left her seat, never said a word, hands in her lap. Never said a single swear word to him. Not one. So, like I said, initially I was like, oh, I'm talking with Westbrook, you know? I mean, the guy's one of the greats, but he's also classless. I don't care. He can threaten me all he wants. I was the one talking to him, but don't threaten a woman. She's 5 feet tall and 110 pounds, man. I mean, never said a word to him. Her first NBA game ever. Welcome to the NBA, Jen.
Lord, well, good thing she has you, Shane, to take her to her first NBA game ever. And look, you got a conversation with Russell Westbrook. Of course, he is a sweet angel and never once said a swear word. So according to the fan, Shane Kiesel, again, who did this interview with a local TV station following the game, all he said was that Russell Westbrook should ice his knees. That he said nothing at all that was inappropriate, that it was Westbrook who was acting like a fool, and that he actually thought he and Russ were having a good time because Russ was smiling. He believes the players should be professional. And that kind of is the crux that I get from a lot of fans. Fans think it's okay for them to say anything because it's a game and it's fun. But when it comes to the players responding, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? You need to be a professional. So there's a double standard for fans. There absolutely is. And while I would agree that as basketball players, as football players, as public figures, you get judged differently than some nondescript anonymous fan in the stands who's just trying to get his 15 minutes of fame, it is actually better for you if you can ignore it. What happens to bullies when you ignore them? They get bored and they move on to something else. Now, it's funny because Shane Kiesel called Westbrook the bully, but I would say he was playing the role of bully himself. He refers to his wife, never said a word, never unfolded her hands from her lap, And that may very well be true. But for Shane Kiesel, he got what he wanted. He got under Russell Westbrook's skin. I promise you that was his primary goal. The Utah Jazz say that they are investigating the incident. They did confirm that 5 different warning cards were issued. Well, like a slap on the wrist from the principal. They don't even do that anymore. That would probably be against the law these days. All right, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Lots of responses. Where's the line for fans? What should they be allowed to say and do at a sporting event? What is grounds for ejection removal? So, A-Law Radio or on our Facebook page, and we've got phone lines that are full now. So we're gonna run with this. We're gonna hear what you have to say. The only thing I ask, is that you are respectful. Though, how do you define respectful, right? It's a sliding scale. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Russell Westbrook was most definitely not playing. He threatens a fan and his wife. The fan's name is Shane Kiesel. I have not seen his wife's name, not that it matters. Fan denies that he said anything that was close to what Westbrook said set him off, which was this: get down on your knees like you used to. That's what Russell Westbrook said he heard. That's what was confirmed by Raymond Felton, a member of the Thunder, but that's not what the fan cops to. The fan says he just told him to go back and ice his knees. And he actually said Westbrook was having fun. They were smiling. And all of a sudden, Westbrook started acting like a fool. Now, none of the fans in the stands in Salt Lake were ejected, though 5 were issued warning cards. I don't know how they knew which fans to give the warning cards to, but apparently in Salt Lake, what he said didn't cross the line. But I'm asking you as fans, where do you draw the line? What should be grounds for ejection and revocation of your tickets? I know you used your hard-earned money to get into that arena, but at what point is it no longer your right or privilege to be there and to heckle? Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's toll free, brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. You are blowing up our Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also, our show Twitter if you want to see the video. And that's After Hours CBS. You can weigh in there as well. I will get to as many of your original and unique comments as I can, because I think therein lies the issue, is what's okay to me as a fan wouldn't be okay to many other people, and vice versa. Also on our Facebook page, Chris has put up a spot where you can weigh in After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Let's start with Zach, who's in South Carolina. Zach, welcome to After Hours.
Yes, good morning, Amy. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I didn't know about the situation until I turned on your show, and I just, within 5 minutes, pretty much came to the conclusion. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but I did sleep at a Holiday Inn last night.
Uh-huh.
You know, the first thing that gets me is that if Russell Westbrook was in a wrong, then you would think some of his teammates were holding him back, but the video never showed that. Number two, the gentleman, he incriminated himself. He said, wow, Russell Westbrook was actually talking to me. So that means that he was actually going above and beyond to get some type of attention. And number three, and I'll listen to your comments and mine, on the air. Number three, the gentleman has deleted his Twitter, and there was some post that was caught online, and like my mom said, if you're not guilty of something, therefore you shouldn't have to take actions that make you look guilty.
Well, how do you know he deleted his Twitter?
They have tweets of 2018 where he was talking, he said some pretty unkind things about Russell Westbrook, and it's on the internet as well.
Interesting. Okay, thank you so much for that heads up, Zach. I appreciate your call in South Carolina. I will say this. Yeah, I don't believe that the fan is a perfect angel, and I do, of course, believe, I agree with you, his entire goal was to get a rise out of Westbrook. He tried to sugarcoat by calling him one of the greats, but Westbrook deals with this on a regular basis. I would say he's one of the NBA's best villains. And by that, I mean, he plays with an edge. He plays with a scowl. He will fight you. He does not back down from anyone. It doesn't matter if the guy's three times his size. He will go right at you. He plays in that space, in that, with that attitude, with that aggressiveness. And sometimes he's out of control. So it's not like he's never heard a fan heckle him before. Specifically in Utah, they go at him. And last year during the playoffs, he knocked the cell phone out of a fan's hand. Had to be held back by some of his fellow staff members, the Oklahoma City Thunder staff members. In this particular case, someone did try to get him to calm down, but he wasn't having it. And so who's in the right? Who's in the wrong? So far, the NBA has not weighed in, though the Jazz say they are looking into the incident. I would say this, and I hope we all agree, throwing anything on the court, the field, the ice, making contact with a player in any way, that is completely outlawed. This is like a roller coaster. Keep your freaking hands and feet inside the ride at all times. You do not have the right to touch an athlete or any other human being who doesn't want you to make contact with them for that matter. You don't have that right. And it's very rare that there would be incidental contact, though of course every now and then a player ends up in the stands going after a ball. But you know that is part of being courtside. It's part of being in the front row. It's part of being at a baseball park. There are times when the players come flying into the stands attempting to make a play. Now that's incidental contact. You don't have the right to touch them, to throw something at them, to gesture at them as though you're going to hurt them or going to hit them. None of that stuff is okay outside of the arena, and it's not okay inside the arena. So when it comes to fans getting ejected for throwing bottles on the field, for throwing debris on the field, I'm all about those fans losing their privileges. But what you yell is a little bit different. And you know what I always say? Sports is a microcosm of society. Isn't this a problem that we encounter? A debate, excuse me. Isn't this a debate that we encounter all the time? What should be protected under freedom of speech? Now, the NBA has a code of conduct. And I'll have to look that up at the top of the hour so I can give you the specifics. But sometimes decency should come into play. Though again, what I think is decent, what you think is decent are two completely different things. 855-212-4227. Steve is in New Hampshire. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, Amy. I think if you buy your way into a stadium and, you know, you want to have back and forth and yell at athletes, you're in the public, I understand, that's fine. If the line is, if you go to threaten physical harm against an athlete, you're in the wrong. Ejection. You use racial slurs towards an athlete, ejection, automatic. And I don't know what they're doing in Utah, but they're giving out warning cards since when the NBA is a soccer game.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've never heard of that before, but obviously they haven't printed up. It can't just be Utah where they're it's actually the NBA's code of conduct that's cited. So I'm sure it's not just in Utah. So you say racial slurs. Any other kind of slurs?
Coming back. I mean, athletes are human. I mean, there's back and forth between every human on a daily basis. So Westbrook coming back at this fan, I have no issues with that either.
Yeah, it's interesting. Should different rules apply to the athletes, right? So he's dropping F-bombs. He's threatening bodily harm, saying, I'm going to F you up. Is that crossing a line? So does the NBA need to discipline Russell Westbrook?
If you threatened bodily harm against somebody, that's where the line's crossed.
Okay, so you think that Westbrook then crossed a line?
Yes, but I mean, he should be able to at least come back after the fan, but threatened bodily harm, that's an automatic no-no in both directions.
All right, what about if, so you said racial slurs, which there are some specific words, but what about if the fan did say you need to get on your knees like you used to? Is that considered racial?
Well, I don't know how get on your knees like you used to is considered a racial slur.
Okay. So you're saying you can make implications. I mean, for instance, this was an Oklahoma City thing. A broadcaster used a cotton picking phrase, and he actually lost his job because it offended a lot of people that it kind of was a throwback to when African Americans were slaves and were picking cotton, and he lost a job for that. So while you're talking about racial slurs, there are some references or phrases. I remember the Golf Channel broadcaster got suspended because she used lynch mob in referring to a situation with Tiger Woods.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, I mean, so there are things you can say that aren't specific racial slurs that still you know very well what they're referring to.
Broaden it to racial phrases.
Okay, but what about other slurs, like, for instance, homosexual slurs?
I mean, it's a gray area.
Yeah, it definitely is. Steve, thank you so much for your phone call. The reason I bring that up, it just happens to apply on this Monday night. It's a member of the hockey community. I think it was a Maple Leaf who was caught on camera and microphone calling an official homosexual slur. So this isn't just specific to fans. It can also be players as well. All right, some of your tweets, A-Law Radio. Rosendo says, if you act like a few too many drinks in a bar or like you would talk in the Army, I was in the Army, that's not the way to act toward anyone. Mr. D says, threatening bodily harm to the player or their family, I think is too far. You should be ejected. Heckling their skills and poor performance is all in the fun of trash talking. Let's see. Brandon says, the obscenity standard, I know it when I see it. What about when you hear it? Cole says Westbrook needs to grow thicker skin. He's an athlete, therefore subjected to this type of behavior. Quit playing the Vic card, as he calls it, which I assume he is referring to the victim card. You know, I can't speak to the type of heckling that Russell Westbrook gets, but I will tell you, as a public figure, it's a fight you can't win. I get tweets, I get Facebook messages every single day that insult me, what I look like, my radio show, personal things about me. And I know that most often when I respond, it's going to bring even more reaction from the rest of the social media community. I call it the social media mob. That's what happens. Public figures cannot win these types of wars because there's a double standard. You attract way more attention as a public figure. And I'm not anywhere close to the type of name recognition that Russell Westbrook has. But I do know that most of the time, if you can in any way ignore it or avoid responding, you're actually doing yourself a favor. Arnold says a fan should be ejected if he verbally or physically abuses an athlete, but an athlete should play the sport and not threaten the fan nor his or her family. We will continue. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.